With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. State officials are launching a program to replace roughly 3,000 dilapidated structures across South Dakota. The state will use $1 million from the federal Community Block Grant Program to remove the blighted buildings and put more residents to work. Aaron Scheibe with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says working-class South Dakotans will benefit from the Bulldoze, Build, and Beautify program.
The solid workforce of a lot of our companies throughout the state, individuals who earn a good wage, so they're not eligible for a lot of housing assistance programs, but maybe are not in a position to go out and to build their own house in the country or on the edge of town.
Scheibe says communities need to send a quick letter of intent by August 18th. Program officials will ask for a more thorough application later. The City of Sioux Falls and the South Dakota Department of Corrections are looking at ways to improve safety on the road that leads to the state's largest prison. The Argus Leader reports the city painted a bike lane and narrow driving lanes this spring along the road to the South Dakota State Penitentiary. The city will collect data over the next month with traffic counters to see if the changes make a difference in average speeds. Warden Darren Young says he began thinking more seriously about safety last September after a teenage driver struck an inmate on a bicycle. He says that between 60 and 70 inmates on work release often face speeding drivers when they ride to and from the state prison's Unit C each day. Residents of the Douglas County town of Delmont celebrated the rebuilding of a church over the weekend. The Daily Republic reports more than 400 people attended a dedication service in the new Zion Lutheran Church on Saturday. The church was among many buildings that were damaged or destroyed by a tornado in May of 2015. The storm also injured 9 people. Church Building Committee Chairman Terry Klum says the project was financed by insurance and nearly $300,000 in donations. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 50s. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.